Just 12 years ago in 2006 marked the 200-year anniversary since the death of the Holy Roman Empire, one of the longest existing empires in world history. I say empire in air quotes because the history of the Holy Roman Empire and the way it operated is incredibly complicated, and calling it an empire is actually fairly controversial, and so is calling it Roman, and so is calling it holy. So if you're curious about a little imperial backstory, I encourage you to go check out Wonderwise video about the subject after this one, since we're doing a collab on it. Anyway, what would the world look like if the Holy Roman Empire was, for whatever reason, resurrected today? If the empire's borders were recreated at the height of the historical imperial territory in 1155, then the empire would encompass practically all of modern-day Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, while also occupying territory taken from Belgium, France, Italy, Croatia, Poland, and Russia, territory from 13 total countries. Figuring out where the capital city of this empire would be is pretty difficult, since the historic empire never actually had one and was usually just based on where the current emperor was residing. If the old government of the empire came back into modern day, it would mean that the emperor would be in elected office. Maybe the citizens would elect this person or a group like the Electoral College would, but either way, the 10 biggest cities in the empire would be mostly concentrated in Germany and Italy, with the top 5 biggest being Munich, Hamburg, Vienna, Rome, and Berlin. The population of the modern empire would be approximately 215 million people, which is fascinating when you consider what the population of the empire was just a few centuries ago. In 1618, before the 30 Years' War, the empire was home to just 21 million people, and true, the territory then was smaller than in my modern example, but 21 million people is only about a quarter of modern Germany's population alone. In 1648, after the 30 Years' War, the empire's population shrank to just 16 million, meaning that in 30 years of war, nearly one out of every four people died. Imagine a similar disaster happening today. And even further, the largest city 400 years ago in 1600 wasn't even in the top five today. Prague. Prague's population then was just 100,000 people, and Vienna's was only 50,000. Vienna today has nearly 2 million, so the numbers of people living inside the imperial borders has definitely grown in the centuries since. But what about the demographics of that population? It's probably changed a little, but it's still dominated by the Germans and the Italians. Here's the empire's modern ethnic diversity, where you can clearly see the percentage of Germans, Italians, and French. And then here's the linguistic diversity for you to compare that to, which looks pretty similar, with the German, Italian, and French languages being unsurprisingly the most spoken. While those are probably pretty similar to how they used to be, the religious composition of the modern empire is certainly radically different. Christians only make up 58% of the modern empire's territory, split between 45% Catholics and 13% Protestants. Non-religious people and atheists make up the next largest block at a massive 33% of the population, while Muslims make up what is certainly another large increase from hundreds of years ago at 3% of the current population. The modern Holy Roman Empire would also have an enormous economy, with a nominal GDP of $9.232 trillion, mostly owing to wealthy areas like Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, and Northern Italy. This makes the empire the third largest economy in the world, beating out Japan, but staying just behind China. This huge economy and population also means the imperial military would be quite formidable, with a budget of $109 billion and an active force of 694,000 soldiers, with an additional million in reserves. That's the world's sixth largest standing army, ahead of South Korea, and the third largest budget. But that budget is only about half of what the current European Union combined spends on defense, about $200 billion. Overall, the Holy Roman Empire in the modern world would be an absolute powerhouse. It would dominate European politics, and with an economy close in size to China's, and a population larger than Russia, it could have aspirations of achieving global superpower status. Like I mentioned near the beginning of this video, if you're curious to learn more about the origins and history of the entire historical Holy Roman Empire, I encourage you to go check out my friend Wonderwise's video on that subject next. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you later on this week for the regularly uploaded Real Life Lore video next.